So how did you feel the first time you read the script?
When I first read the script, it had a heavy impact. You know, it was close to the area where I'm from. It was an honest tale about the South. And knowing that Nick was going to be in the film, I kind of saw, I had a very clear picture about what it was going to be. So I thought. But, you know, and it was inspired. I felt inspired when I read the script. And when we actually shot the film and seeing the final product, it even blew my expectations. And I had high expectations for it, you know.
How did you prepare to play this character?
Well, I kind of prepared all my characters the same. And I start from the out in. So, whereas a lot of people will kind of, we'll start from the in outward, you know, I kind of start with the technical, you know, so I will learn the lines, and I'll just say the lines over and over and over again, just repetition, repetition, repetition. And then what happens is I ultimately get the academic out of the way. I get the memorization out of the way. And then once so much repetition, when I say the lines beyond exhaustion, that starts to like enforce what it means to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then it starts to get mean something. You know what I mean? The lines start to mean something. Then I start to ask questions and answer questions about who Willie Russell is, what to do, who he comes from. So ultimately I prepared this role really no different than I did my other roles. I know that this is a very dark guy, a very insidious, pathological guy is Willie Russell, you know? So I also wanted to go in and give it a little color, you know? Mm-hmm. The script is so, Willie is just so dark that I knew that I didn't have to do much to convey evil, you know, but I wanted to give him some other colors, like trying to figure out where I could insert the humor, or, you know, or could I give this guy any humanity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of it, you know, and I was very fortunate to have, a couple of months to prepare. And I went down a little early because my family lives in Texas, and I hung out with David and Nick, and you know, we kind of, David has a really profound way in which he inspires performances, and it's not by really delivering anything technical onto you. It's more of like a beautiful poetic way in which he talks about script and character, you know. So all these things combined, you know, but it all starts with repetition, really.